This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Nancy, we asked him all those questions, and this is what he had to say.
Mr. President, we're here in Indiana. You're going to launch your tax reform plan in front of this crowd. Who is your tax plan intended to help?
Really, the working people. We say the working people, middle class, the people that really haven't been treated right, Pete, and they have been treated really for a long time, have not been treated right. Also, it's going to be for businesses where they're going to employ jobs, where they're going to bring in jobs. So it's for jobs. This is a tax plan for jobs. And growth for our country. It'll be the largest reduction in terms of dollars of any plan ever in the history of the country, and it's going to be something very special. But it's really for the middle-income people, and it's for the working people, and it's for jobs.
Are there any rates or brackets that are non-negotiable?
Yeah, the 20% is non-negotiable. I wanted to do it at 15%. This is for business. I want to do it at 15%. If you look at China, China's at 15%. Other countries are at higher. I mean, right now we're the highest taxed nation in the world. When I finish the plan, we'll be among the lower taxed, which is very good. I'd like to be the lowest, but you can't be the lowest. There are some that are ridiculous. But I wanted to be at 15. In fact, I was going to start at 15 and maybe negotiate up to 20. But the numbers really work at 20, so we're putting it in at 20, but we're not going to negotiate.
Mr. President, the health care bill this week went down in the Senate. What about this plan makes you feel confident that it won't meet the same fate?
Well, Pete, the health care bill didn't go down. We have the votes, but reconciliation is a disaster. But as you know, it ends on Friday. So we don't have enough time because we have one senator who's a yes vote, a great person, but he's in the hospital, and he's a yes vote. So we can't do it by Friday. So we have the votes. We will do it sometime at the beginning of the year, but prior to the election in November.
Do you feel like when you start negotiating with Democrats, do you feel like you can trust Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi?
It's not a question of trust. First of all, you know, I have a nice relationship with them. It's not really trust. It's if we can do a great health care bill, bipartisan, I'm okay with that.
Even
so, we
have,
Pete, we have the votes to get it done. You can't do it when somebody's in the hospital. You know, when you have 52 votes and you need 51, it's, you know, it's very hard to get because you always have somebody, and in some cases they want to grandstand. A lot of bad things happen. But we have the votes, but we don't have the time because it's Friday. I mean, it's literally Friday. It ends at a certain time on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll bring it into a few months from now. We'll vote it. It's block grants. It's going to be great health care. But in the meantime, I have that little period of time. I'll negotiate with the Democrats. If we can come up with a fantastic health care bill, that's okay with me. Good for both parties, bipartisan.
Well, again, a president with ambition and lofty goals, and we'll see if we'll be able to make this work. I'll tell you, I think this would be a tough situation. I mean, it's a tough lift anyway. This administration has had lofty goals from the very beginning. And, you know, Main Street America is, I think they're maybe getting a little bit, frustrated. It seems like the media is more frustrated about some of these things. I think they understand that healthcare, is much more complicated than what they, early on had expected. And you and I have talked about this, Scott, before, is that, you know, you've got the cows out of the barn here. I mean, people were exposed to a taste of socialism and socialistic health care. And you've got a percentage of our country and, of course, elected officials who kind of like it without saying it. I mean, they're not necessarily saying they want socialism and they want health shared health care responsibility here, but that's really what it comes down to. So now what has to happen is the negotiators, McConnell and Ryan, have got to find some ground. I say middle ground, but it is not necessarily in the middle. I think that is, depends on your perspective here, but it seems like you've got to move, a little bit more to their side. as opposed to them coming to our side. So we'll see how this works out, and including the tax reform bill. And we'll talk more about that right after this.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Here's the bottom line. There are lots of good plans out there. Some Democrats support one, some Democrats support the other. I haven't co-sponsored any of them as of yet. However, there's a big difference between the two parties. Every Democratic plan wants to expand health care, help people, more people get better health care. Every Republican plan wants to cut back on health care. That's the difference between the parties that I hope will change now that this bill has been defeated. As for single payer, I think that was a straw man for them, a very unsuccessful one at that. And the debate showed it last night.
Well, you know, interesting perspective here. I mean, this is the thing that sometimes so frustrating. And you would hope that the media would help us to understand these positions a lot clearer. I mean, this is just all partisan. I mean, what Schumer's presenting, that, you know, the Republicans want less. You know, I don't think either one of them wants less. What it comes down to is, look at... You know, I believe this. I think at the very heart and DNA of the GOP is they want health care that operates within the free market system, that gets the government, you know, out of there. They're not, because I think they know and they realize that the government is not the answer to our health care ills. If it was, our founding fathers would have noted it in the Constitution. It's not there. But people want to force fit it and somehow, you know, draw it out as if it was, you know, part of the original idea of our founding fathers. No, our founding fathers understood self-responsibility, right?
Well, yeah. And everybody, for 8 years now, all I've heard is how horrible. Well, even before that, leading up to the Affordable Care Act, all you heard about is... It makes you feel like how horrible is our health care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you realize that, oh yeah, Canadians are coming here when they're put on a waiting list,
mm-hmm,
for different things. They come here and they just buy it. They,
yes,
pay for it.
Britain,
so,
same
Britain,
way.
Same,
yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly.
So if all these places that have all these health care systems that are so great, if they keep coming here, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking about what works? So here's what you should be doing, because this is how you would negotiate things. You talk about what works, and this is working, this isn't.
Mm.
Now how do we fix the part that's not working,
right,
without breaking the part that is?
Yeah. Well, and the problem that you have here is that you've got the bleeding hearts that expect, because they see all the money in the Treasury, and they say, well, hey, we should be able to afford that. No, we can't, because we're already $20 trillion in debt, because of that same type of thinking, that we want to carry everybody. There's less and less responsibility. So if people are not putting on their own bootstraps and, going in and foraging for their own food or, doing the kind of things that, responsible people do, and we want to, continue to grow this entitlement class, then everything else gets compromised. I mean, we're to the point that, what is the choice? Would you much rather have health care or national security? Would you much rather have single payer or some sort of government paid health care? Or would you much rather have a robust military that is going to protect you and your family?
Well, and that's the other part that really bothers me about this, because there's a lot of, well, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want that. Well, what do you want? I don't know, but I just know I don't want that. What do you want for dinner? Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
well, do you want to go to Chili's? No. Do you want to go to...
Once you start chasing that stuff, you drive yourself nuts. Yeah, there's no question. And that's what, in some cases, and part of the reason is people aren't educated. They haven't been informed, Scott. And because of their lack of, education and being informed, which is their responsibility, then you find yourself trying to teach them, and they say, no, I don't want that. And now you're frustrating the heck out of yourself, and you did all the due diligence, and they haven't done anything. So now they're in the position just to say no. Well, get involved, you know?
That was my first point, is that they're just telling me what's wrong. Well, is there anything good in there? Is there anything that we can work with from the previous bill to this bill to the next bill?
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can work with? Because we can't do this every time the president changes or the House changes, changes or the Senate changes. Mm-hmm. We can't be going back and redoing health care. At this point, it is what it is. It's something that the government has its hand in. It's never going to not have its hand in it. Now.
Sadly. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so from this point on, we better make one now that works moving forward. And you can't do that if you just have one person saying, well, no, I don't want that.
Well, what happens is you start on the disease of more. Right now we've got X in terms of health care. Thank you very much, Obamacare. Okay, even though it's a disaster, it's unsustainable, all that good stuff, there's a percentage of people could care less. They're saying, well, go fix it. Well, the only way to really fix it, honestly, but there's just not enough courageous people within the government to say this, is that, look, it's not our job. We're getting out of, the health care is between you and your doctor. Okay, well, what about pre-existing? What about all this stuff? We'll, deal with that part. That is a smaller percentage as opposed to trying to deal with health care in totality. I mean, again, these are some of the things that Obamacare did for us. Is it really anchored us? Because he, in his own mind, and the Democratic Party, the bleeding hearts feel like, okay, that health care is a right. Nowhere does it say it's a right. And that is the fundamental question and answer right there. If you think it's a fundamental right, okay, then you got to figure out how to pay for it. Well, and if taxes start, going up crazy, that's all because that you made it a fundamental right. Then the other thing is, as always is the case, whenever you bring the government in, we have additional layers of bureaucracy, which adds to the waste and fraud of that operation. I mean, just look at what is already happening with Medicare and Medicaid. All right, so now we're just going to have more of that. Is that what this is all about? So we're going to have additional built-in waste because the government is ill-equipped to handle this.
Well, let's even talk about that the fundamental right part. Do I think that if I go into a hospital and I have a broken arm that a doctor should see me? Yes, I do. And the doctor will see me because they take an oath to do
right.
that.
That's right.
That's the fundamental part. There's no part that it shouldn't cost me anything. There's no part in there that I shouldn't pay the doctor for his services. There's none of that. And there's nothing in there that says that has to be government regulated because it hasn't been for up to this point. they just take care of you.
Right.
There's nobody that goes into a hospital that doesn't get seen. And we know that because of even illegal aliens go into a hospital and get seen.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
The conversation will continue. Thank you for joining in and participating. Bill Martinez here. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire. Fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
As I walk this great unknown, questions come and questions go. Was there purpose for the pain? Did I cry these tears in vain?
The fire still has the 210 freeway closed between Glendale, the Glendale Freeway, and Sunland Boulevard. And now it is the largest fire ever in L.A.
The L.A. Fire Chief says at least 5,000 acres have burned so far, although the Burbank Fire Department estimates that number is actually 8,000 acres.
I have been in the depth of my soul, in the flood or the fire, you're with me, you won't let go.
The images that are coming in are absolutely horrific. This is a reported 7.1 quake south of Mexico City in an area that is built on a lake bed. Here's the real tragedy that we know so far. The town was actually practicing drills because of that 1985 quake. It's the anniversary of the 85 quake.
Just too dangerous, and it's really the lack of visibility. We can barely see 100 yards in either direction, and obviously with the wind blowing at this speed, if there is debris flying through the air, I don't want to be out in the middle of that and get caught upside the head by some flying branch.
I would be gone in an instant. It is just like a wind tunnel of massive proportions over there. And the wind is still continuing to blast Corpus Christi as it's been doing for a number of hours.
Yeah, you call me storm when I hear you call me.
I'll tell you, lately, I don't know about you, but with all these things that we're experiencing, you know, fires, hurricanes, earthquakes, and that, the other day I was I had a Selah moment with Psalm 46. I don't know when the last time you visited that, but I highly recommend it. The 46th Psalm says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. And then, of course, my favorite pause word, Selah, which is, you know, when that comes up, it's a sign to us that read the Word of God that there was something profound that was just shared. And what it's all about here is understanding the very first verse is God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That is the opportunity, the choice that we have. We can bring God into the center of that trouble, or we can say, you know, God doesn't exist, or I just don't believe that God, you know, cares, doesn't want to be involved. And this seems to be the recurring theme in my life. I don't know about you right now, but I'm finding time and again where God says, look, I'm here. You know, lean not on your own understanding. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of self and a lot of earthly understanding. But the higher calling, the higher understanding comes from God. And that's where the real truth of God comes from. Even Noah Webster notes it in his early editions of the Bible, back in the days when you could mention God in the dictionary, you know, all that's been rewritten and taken out. I only laugh because it's to our own discredit and our own arrogance as a culture to think that we don't need God. I mean, this is a country that was established by God, blessed by God. Our music, our songs, all this national anthem, everything, a pledge of allegiance, one nation under God. And, you know, it has become secularized. And we've said, God, we're okay. We'll take it from here, you know, and make up all these other excuses and say, well, this is the problem, you know, the problem with God. Well, not that it was the problem with man. But it's the problem with God. And it supports this very secular mindset and this defiance toward the rules that God has clearly established. Like we talked the other day about, about gravity. You know, there are laws throughout this universe, like the law of gravity, that God established. Wasn't Newton, wasn't Al Gore, wasn't Darwin. You know, God did this. This is God's popcorn stand. He created this. And the big rub is that we as a people do not want bosses over us. You're not the boss of me. But God is sovereign. And until you understand that and you look to God for the answers of life, you're going to struggle. You're going to fight. You're going to be in chaos. And this is where we are in this country, is a growing number of people find themselves in chaos. This is when you're not a respecter of laws, you're not a respecter, and laws are just not the man-made laws, but how about God's laws? You don't respect those laws. So God says, okay, fine, you know, hey, you're a free will agent. You can, you know, have it your way. Go ahead. And, and what you hear is this growing concern, among the peoples here, being rather confused. I mean, we don't know if we should kneel at a national anthem, disrespect the flag. I mean, there are people that just, it's like, what is going on? The basic foundational issues of our life are all being challenged. They're all compromised, all in this interest that, is driven by, leaning on our own understanding. We're going to do it our way. We're going to try and figure it out. And here we are reinventing the wheel. And God says, hey, look, I got this great wheel for you. Other generations have used this. Awesome. No, it's okay, God. We don't need that. We'll do it ourselves. In fact, a little programming note. Tomorrow, absolutely blessed. We've got just this incredible interview with you, and it ties into his brand-new book called Paradigm. Jonathan Kahn. Get ready. You're going to be blown away. Jonathan, of course, created quite the stir with Harbinger, if you're familiar with that. And Harbinger reminded us of a pattern of God. God, you know, this is the thing you can look to. Is God is consistent, same yesterday, today, and forever. So you look for the patterns. And how does God work? How does God show himself? And when you go back to Isaiah 9, which was brought out in the book Harbinger, you saw what happened with the nation of Israel. Yes, the only second nation or country that has been blessed by God, Israel and the United States, okay? I don't know of another country that has been blessed like us, okay? So Israel, after God's blessings and understanding all this, the rest of us human beings, we forget. That's why the Bible tells us, I think over 200 times, remember, because we forget. They forgot and thought they could do it their own way, and they were attacked. And what did they do? They became defiant. They didn't understand why they were attacked. They didn't understand that their walls were pulled down, that their covering, their protection was no more because they chose to walk away from God. Well, similarly, after 9/11, almost to the language in Isaiah 9, our government officials used same language that they used, hundreds of years ago, back then with Israel, and said, we'll build it stronger. The reason that they invaded us is because we weren't strong enough, so we're going to build it stronger and better. Rather defiant, rather than saying, hey, look, we're under attack here because we are spiritually bankrupt. No, let's not bring that up because, there's a separation, of religion and state. Can't do that, So here we are. Well, this new book, Paradigm, is, like I said, it is. It takes Harbinger to another level. I mean, if you were blown away with Harbinger, get ready, because Jonathan Kahn has done an incredible job, and we're going to be talking about this tomorrow even more so, and you're going to see the connections and the blueprint. This is a pattern of God that is pronounced once again, down to the point of names being named, Hillary Clinton, yes, and Osama bin Laden, Bill Clinton. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Just more of Bill Martinez. Why not? Hey, coming at you in over 280 markets across this country. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We find ourselves in Hotlanta, Georgia today. Looking forward to tonight's special red carpet premiere showing of A Question of Faith, a movie we've been bragging about. Wow, what a terrific movie. It's going to have a limited release starting this Thursday, but trust me, you're going to want to get a ticket. Just, you know, don't even walk. Run to it. You will enjoy this movie. Very, very well done. And looking forward to hearing a response on it. And, of course, we will be there tonight on the red carpet talking to the stars and everybody involved with the movie. So looking forward to that. Tom Thompson joins us, Dr. Thompson. We had a chance to meet with him a couple of years ago when he had released his first book. And staying with the theme of, kickstarting, from kickstarting to getting a kick out of your life, his new book, which will be released. Tom, is that coming up next month? Is that when it's released? In October,
yes,
right?
Yes, Bill. It comes out next month.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on it. Get a kick out of life. So we're giving everybody kind of a little peek preview. Now, you co-wrote this with Christopher Neck, Dr. Neck, who is a respected pioneer in the field of self-leadership and co-author of Mastering Self-Leadership, Empowering Yourself for Personal Excellence. You know, and Tom, I appreciate your heart of excellence and for us, focusing
focusing on those things that can make us better, not controversies that take away from football. Because I've got to know that what you're seeing in the NFL, for example, is a bit of a heartbreak for you when you see how these professional athletes are sabotaging their own success.
Absolutely. I never in my wildest dreams would have thought I would have seen anything like this in professional sports, much less sports at all. I mean, we're even seeing it down into the youth programs and whatnot. And honestly, Bill, what I see is that people have just not only have they lost respect in themselves, but they've lost respect for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
Until that gets restored, I mean, we have to take, you know, it obviously got this way over time, and we need to look at it that it's not going to get fixed right away.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people will ask me, you know, what I think about this sort of thing, and I will tell them, I said, you know, in my world, there is no racism. In my mm-hmm. world, there is no prejudice. And so, what I'm saying by saying it that way is that we're responsible for the people that we touch. And if everybody is responsible for just that, rather than worry about the rest of the world, because, you know, frankly, there's just one savior. There's not mm-hmm. any more than that. If,
right.
Then we'll probably end up having a much better life experience, I think.
Yeah, when you consider the options that are available to you, why would you exchange the truth for a lie? But this is the culture that we live in. It's nothing new. The Bible warned us that this would happen. We see it time in memoriam. And every time that we do exchange the truth for a lie, it's very costly. You know, what we're talking about right now, the upset of the culture and everything, it's more a waste of time. I mean, you're a student of humanity, and you're book, Get a Kick Out of Life, Expect the Best of Your Body, Mind, and Soul at Any Age, is respecting, you know, our bodies, which are, boy, they're walking miracles when you consider it all, right? And
absolutely.
And we're grateful for the miracle worker and what he has given us. So it's up to us to steward that miracle. And but all this other stuff is just, it's mere noise by comparison. And I think this is why you've got so many people checking out, you know, as many, according to Rasmussen, as 34% are saying, look, I don't want nothing to do with this. I'm just not going to go to a football game. And as you say, the disheartening thing is that, I mean, you got 8-year-olds in Pop Warner, you know, doing this, acting this stuff out. Again, this is the example that the adults are giving to the younger kids, so no big surprise. But even Tom, after everything was said and done in the weekend, and these football players, you know, joining arms together and being in lockstep and showing unity, well, I don't even know. I mean, if you talk to some of them, and I mean, even if you talk to Colin Kaepernick, I mean, his perception of what he stands for has been all over the place. I mean, it started out on one thing, and then his girlfriend got involved, and I mean, it's like, it is a mess. And along the way, they're trying to come up with some sort of scenario and go, oh yeah, social justice, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's like, come on, you know, you guys don't even know what it is that you're focused on and what you're trying to affect here, not to mention the fact that you're obliterating your brand and forgetting, you know, your reason for existence and why you make millions of dollars. It's not to make political commentary. We got enough people doing that. We don't need you doing
That's true.
Just saying. So your book here, Get a Kick Out of Life, Expect the Best of Your Body, Mind, Soul at Any Age. Of course, this is a follow-up to your previously celebrated book, Kickstart, which you had written. And then you did a revision, in January of this year, right?
Correct, right. And all the revision was designed to segue into this book, Get a Kick Out of Life. You know, so many people... We understand the why of things, like we go to church and we know why we should love our neighbor. But the thing is that we need to, we all are screaming for the how piece. We want to know, how do you do this? Well, Get a Kick Out of Life is sort of a manual for the how each individual could do what they want to do to get the most out of their body, their mind, and their soul. And so it's more of a extenuation, as you say, of kickstart. But see, not everybody is going to want to go kick a football when they're in their 60s. Mm-hmm. But they may have some other things that God may have put in their heart when they were younger that they want to see come to fruition. And this really encourages people on the how piece to get that accomplished.
Right.
And to fulfill their, you know, their purpose, why God put them on this earth.
Exactly. Well, Tom, hey, real quick sidebar question here, if I can ask you this, because, of course, you kicked a field goal at the age of 61, becoming the oldest football player in NCAA history to do that. And here recently at SC, we had a blind football player kick a field goal.
Right.
What did you think about that?
Actually, what he was a snapper. He snapped the ball.
Oh, snapped it. I'm sorry. Yes, right.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he snapped it. But see, there again, you know, that is just such a great example of overcoming life's obstacles. And mm-hmm. and he's more defined. I mean, how many long snappers are there in the country? There's quite a few. But the one we're going to remember is going to be this young man who, in spite of the obstacles, he still was able to participate at a high level. That's awesome. I mean, that is just incredibly great. And and that's another thing I think we've learned. We're celebrating the wrong things anymore. When you see, like, in football games, I never, when I was growing up, and this, of course, dates me, we didn't see the, you know, the chest bump and the pointing in the sky and the jumping around. Yeah, and we saw the ball handed to the referee and you got off the field. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's celebrating themselves. They're not celebrating their team. They're not celebrating their country. They're not, that we're just, in my view, we're celebrating the wrong things. And so we need to get back to, first of all, learning how to celebrate in a healthy fashion.
Right.
And then secondly, to how do we focus that celebration?
Yeah, and I think it goes back to the first question: who are you celebrating?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not us; it's him.
Well, your book, The Follow-Up, to Kickstart and Get a Kick Out of Life, that you co-wrote with Dr. Neck. We look forward to seeing that come out October the 10th. And, ladies and gentlemen, just a little preview here to reconnect with Dr. Thompson, Dr. Emmett C. Tom Thompson II, and his upcoming book, Get a Kick Out of Life, Expect the Best of Your Body, Mind, and Soul at Any Age. And we like that. We like that idea. Yeah, Thompson, we appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great one, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and you know that music. Here he is. He's coming into the room. Yes, direct from Hollywood, California. Lights, camera, action. Yes, it is the movie guy, Steve-O Evans. Hey, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing great. And the Kingsman.
Yeah, Eggsy did it again. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, they did. Doing much better than we thought they were going to do. Mm-hmm. $39 million last weekend. We thought it was going to make about $34 million. So it came in strong. It probably will be number one again this weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was number two. That's made about $270 million so far, just in the last two or three weeks. The Lego Ninjago movie was number three, American Assassin number four, and Mother rounded out the top five. I had a chance to see The Battle of the Sexes last weekend.
Yeah, and you like that one, huh?
Terrific film. 85% of the critics are recommending, and for those of you who maybe missed last week or aren't familiar with the story, this is the true story of a 1973 tennis match between the female number one world player, Billie Jean King, and the ex-male champ and serial hustler, Bobby Riggs. They put on this match, which 90 million people all over the world watched, and Emma Stone as Billie Jean King and Steve Carell as Bobby Riggs are absolutely terrific. And it's a story about Billie Jean and about the time and about Bobby Riggs and what's going on in his life. Really recommend it. Check out the trailer. 85% recommending Battle of the Sexes out there this weekend.
Yeah, hard to put Emma Stone in as Billie Jean King. I've got to actually, I guess, connect with that.
It really works. She is great in anything that she appears in. And
she's the La La Land girl forever for me.
Yeah. And
I'm telling you.
She really she pulls it off. She's very believable. Yeah, check out the trailer, like I say.
Good fun.
The big movie out this weekend, American Made. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Cruise is back.
It's back in a movie that's getting great reviews. 87% of the critics recommending this one. I'm going to see it this weekend. It looks fun. It's about Barry Seal. This is a true story. He was a TWA pilot back in the 80s. He's recruited by the CIA to provide reconnaissance on the communist threat in Central America. And he soon finds himself in charge of one of the biggest covert CIA operations in the history of the U.S. It spawned the birth of the Medellin cartel and eventually almost brought down the Reagan White House with the Iran-Contra scandal.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
And this was a crazy time. If you weren't around for this particular period of time, you could also check out a doc on Showtime called The Cocaine Cowboys, which is about all of this. But it was a wild time, and Tom Cruise, I guess, really pulls it off in this movie. It's American-made. Out this weekend. And then a movie called Flatliners. And you may be saying, Steve, that sounds familiar. Yeah, well, it's because it's a remake of the Flatliner movie that came out back in 1990. Now, the original had this great cast, Kiefer Sutherland, Julia Roberts, William Baldwin, Oliver Platt, Kevin Bacon. They were all in this original movie. This one hasn't been reviewed for the critics, so we don't really know what's going on here, but it's the original plot. You got these five medical students. They're obsessed with what lies beyond the confines of life. And they embark upon a daring experiment. What they actually do is stop their hearts for short periods of time, which triggers this near-death experience, giving them a first-hand account of the afterlife. Check out the trailer. Maybe you want to see this one. It's always a great story out this weekend, Flatliners.
Wow.
And then a movie called Question of Faith, which I think you had a chance to see this movie?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was in Atlanta for the red carpet premiere. Good fun. Angela White's the producer. In fact, she's going to be on with us tomorrow. We'll be able to talk a little bit more about the movie. I got to tell you, it is one of those movies that surpasses expectation. Faith-based movies, as you know, Steve, have had some challenges over the years. But also in recent time, you know, with Kendrick Brothers and some of these other production houses, boy, they've really upped the game. And I got to tell you, Angela White and her organization have just done, she's with Silver Lining Entertainment, and she put together a stellar group of got a great director in Kevin Otto, who directed the movie, did a terrific job, and the cast, T.C. Stallings from Outrageous and War Room. He's in a Kim Fields. I mean, whoa, what a classy lady that she has grown into. And just a terrific cast, great chemistry, story. I will say this, bring a whole tissue box. I am not.
What's going on here? You have this pastor, David Newman. He's a loving husband and father set to take over his dad's church while neglecting the promises he's made to his 12-year-old son. You have Kate Hernandez, a spiritually driven single parent, owner of a local restaurant. Her daughter, Maria, is a free-spirited teenager aspiring to be the first in her family to go to college. And John Danielson, the owner of a failing construction company, who sees his daughter, Michelle, and her fledgling singing career is his way out of financial trouble. The lives of these strangers collide when two twists of fate strike back to back. That's what's happening in this movie.
Yeah, you've got, you deal with organ donation, texting and driving, unforgiveness, social injustice, anger, all that good stuff. And that is at the core of the storyline and how they all come together and how forgiveness and love went out. Boy, I'll tell you, it is, like I said, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get storylines like this, they can be a little contrived. You know, Kevin Otto just did an outstanding job in bringing, you know, the group together and the storyline and the writer himself, Ty Manns, who I met and spoke with the other night. I just was so impressed with the you know, with the script and what they did with it. So you're going to be blessed. Great movie.
And there you were on the red carpet, I guess.
Right there on the carpet with everybody, you know, pushing and shoving and elbowing people out of the way so you could talk to the stars, you know. So
yeah,
it was good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Also out this weekend, Till Death Do Us Part. This hasn't been reviewed either, but it's about Michael and Madison Roland. They plan to spend the rest of their lives together until one day Michael's controlling ways turn their perfect marriage into a nightmare. Then with the help of her best friend, Madison decides to get away. After adopting a new identity, she meets Alex Stone, learns to love again. All is well until Michael discovers Madison's whereabouts and recreates the nightmare she once lived all over again. Not reviewed for the critics tonight. It's just a movie I think we've seen before, done in various iterations.
Yes.
Death to Us Part out this weekend. And then a movie which really looks interesting. It's not getting great reviews. I'm not really sure why, but it's called Mark Felt, The Man Who Brought Down the White House. Now, of course, if you were around during Watergate, you recognize that name. He was known as Deep Throat back then.
Right.
And he was the one who helped journalists Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein uncover the Watergate scandal in 1974. Nobody knew who he was back then. It was always this big mystery. Who is Deep Throat? Everybody was thinking, well, it could be this person or that person. Then, in 2005, Special Agent Mark Felt revealed himself as the tipster, and it was quite a moment. And this is about his life, basically. His family, his career, his freedom, and how he sacrificed everything, really, in the name of justice. Now, this is starring Liam Neeson, who's getting great reviews. They say Liam makes a great Mark Felt. Uh-huh. Also, Kate Walsh and Diane Lane in this one. Brings back some memories, 38% recommending Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House.
You know, when they were going through all this conversation about who Deep Throat was, and then you had the big reveal in 2005, I go, oh, God, just don't let it be another... You know, Al Capone's vault with Geraldo Rivera, you know.
Yeah, it was quite a moment back then, but it was and quite a story. One critic not getting a great review, skip this, he says, rewatch All the President's Men, but I don't know, it looks good. Mark Felt, man who brought down the White House. Then a man, well, an actor who's led this just amazing life, recently passed away just a couple of weeks ago, Harry Dean Stanton. He's in a movie called Lucky, which is getting great reviews. This is one of his last on-screen appearances. He was 91 when he died, but he had this amazing life. You know, he was in World War II. He was, you know, part of the Battle of Okinawa. Then he went to Hollywood, became an actor, and he was in movies like Cool Hand Luke, The Godfather Part II, Alien, Red Dawn, Alpha Dog, Pretty in Pink. He was best friends with Francis Ford Coppola and Jack Nicholson. He was best man at Nicholson's wedding in 1962.
Yeah.
Just had this amazing.
Yeah, he probably changed Nicholson's diapers. I mean, you know, the big.
Well, you know, Nicholson's getting up there too. I ran into the guy one time. I was having lunch over in Century City, and he was Harry Dean Stanton was in the bar. He stands out, type of guy that you really couldn't miss. This movie's called Lucky, and this is about the spiritual journey of a 90-year-old atheist. And they say it, you know, he eventually finds the unattainable, enlightenment, but he has the, you know, he lives in this small little desert town with a bunch of quirky characters. They're saying that this is really a love letter to the life and career of the great Harry Dean Stanton. In limited release this weekend, it's called Lucky. Might want to check that out. Also out this weekend, a documentary, which is Take Every Wave, The Life of Laird Hamilton. Kind of an interesting. It's the director of this movie is Rory Kennedy, and this is the remarkable story of this American icon, of course, who changed the sport of big wave surfing forever. And I imagine, I haven't seen the movie, but I imagine it looks great because you know, he is a big wave surfer. He transcended the surf genre, and this is a portrait of really how this hard-charging athlete explores the fear, courage, and ambition that push a man to greatness and the cost that comes with it. Take Every Wave, The Life of Laird Hamilton. And then, of course, you know the name Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah, barely.
Jane Fonda. They are back together. They started out together in a movie called Barefoot in the Park, which was eons ago. They appeared in Electric Horseman. And now we have these two screen legends back together again. Our Souls at Night, based on the best-selling novel by Kent Harruff. Robert Redford and Jane Fonda together again. 86% of the critics are recommending that one. Check it out this weekend.
Well, we got some good choices, huh? Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
can catch up on some movies, but I'm very fond of A Question of Faith. You will enjoy that. Like I say, bring tissue. It will grab your heart. You can't help but be affected by it. There he is from Hollywood. Yes, the movie capital of the world. Steve-O. Yes, Steve Evans, the movie guy. Thank you, Steve-O. Appreciate it, buddy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. North